Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
The terrible story of Shell in Nigeria. The global campaign to dismantle corporate power and end impunity organized on Tuesday a public debate about alternatives for justice at the United Nations Square in Geneva, Switzerland. Social movements and organizations are gathering there in parallel to the first session of the Intergovernmental Working Group of the UN Human Rights Council on Transnational Corporations and Human Rights in front of the official UN headquarters, the Palace of Nations. The activity highlighted the concept of ecocide and the rights of the communities affected by big transnational corporations. Real World Radio shares a presentation of one of the speakers, Godwin Ojo, Executive Director at Environmental Rights Action, Friends of the Earth Nigeria, who made reference to Shell's abuses in his country.
Good afternoon. Are we tired?
No!
When I say community, you say power. Community?
Power!
We look so few here, but we have many. When I say community, you say power. Community?
Power!
Community?
Power!
Community?
Power!
Thank you very much. I want to start by saying that it is because of the nature of the state, the weak state as we find it, in relation to corporate capture. That is why it has become so important for the binding mechanism against corporations. So I want to start by introducing the situation in Nigeria, which by now should be a little bit familiar. Oil exploration started since 1956. And as we speak, over 10,000 fish sites are all over the Niger Delta. Gas flaring continues. So that the impact was so severe. And by 1989, just recent, the first organized group of resistance appeared. 2,000 people were dead by a joint military task force. And all of these problems has been encapsulated, put together, analyzed by United Nations Environmental Program report of 2011. The report says that all that civil society and communities are saying is true, that the soil contains hydrocarbons, petrol, up to the depth of 5 meters. And if that is in your community, how will you farm in a community that is full of hydrocarbons up to the depth of 5 meters? The soil is contaminated, the soil is ruined, the farming system is ruined. The UNEP report scientifically has also established the fact that benzene and other chemicals, especially benzene that causes cancer, is found in the water that the people are drinking 900 times above World Health Organization standards. How did these two issues happen? It is because someone, a company, a CEO, or the CEOs of companies has persistently taken decisions that undermine the survival, the livelihood, and extermination of the Ogoni people. So the decisions they have taken has led to death by installment. So we say that the first point of call for ecocide is the CEOs who has persistently taken decisions over a period of time, and that decision have led to gradual and consistent death of people over a period of time. I think there's no argument over this. This is very clear. People are sitting in their offices. They know the impact. They know the severity of the decisions. They know of what those decisions will produce. Therefore, the starting point of ecocide
It's about the seals. Then the second point of ecocide is to look at the ecological crime as it affects the communities. As I've already mentioned, Ken Saro-Wiwa was killed with the sword of the state, with the hangman's noose of the state. But the hands that actually led him to the gallows was the hands of Shell. And so we are looking at Shell in relation to the community, corporations in relation to the communities. Their relationship in Nigeria is nothing but that that spread death consistently to the people. Number one, through decisions they make. Number two, through the impacts that are recorded in the communities.
These impacts sentence communities to death. If you take away the farmland of rural people, it is like taking away your favorite supermarket in Europe. Where will you shop? Where will you depend? So take away the farmland, you have taken away your favorite supermarket. So the people have nowhere to go. So this is the critical issue we are looking at. In Nigeria, Shell live above the state. In Nigeria, the corporate capture of transnational corporations, especially multinational oil companies, is real. The petroleum industry bill that was proposed to the National Assembly, Shell has refused that the National Assembly will pass the bill. Shell is so happy to go to court. So if communities take Shell to court, they are very happy because they know that such cases last over a lifetime. And if the lifetime of the lifespan of citizens of people in Nigeria is 50 years, 60 years, and you already see 40 years when you started a case, then it means that the case will outlive you. You will not see the end of the case. So Shell and the oil companies know that the court cases will drag on for 30, 40 years. And as a result, they are happy to go to court as a delay tactic. So in all this, the corporate capture, the question of impunity, how the state has overridden all the instrument of resistance of the people. We need to restore and reclaim state power from corporations. And I strongly believe that ecocide and a global mechanism to bring corporations to account for their human rights violations is the right way forward. And that is why we are here today. There are other issues on ecocide. There are other issues that we will discuss around this, but I want to lay it on the table. The CEOs, the decision they take, and the impact of their actions amount to ecocide. And on that level, we can start a discussion. Thank you very much for your listening patience. When I say community, you say power. Community?
Power!
Community?
Power!
Community?
Power!
Community?
Power!
Community?
Power!
Community?
Power!
Community? 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 Thank you very much.